Jay Ray, welcome back to Press Pass.
Hi, Eileen.
It's great to see you again. And last month, you wrote a story about how Carl Paladino is determined to regain his former seat on the Buffalo Board of Education. Just an update for our audience. You'll remember he was removed last August by State Education Commissioner Elia for violating board policy and publishing confidential information. He wants to come back.
Yeah, you remember this was a big story last year when the State Education Commissioner made the unusual decision to remove him from the school board. You know, at the time, Paladino promised to appeal. Well, that was 8 months ago, and the issue has sort of fallen off the radar, but his appeal has quietly made its way to the State Supreme Court in Albany. The case is in its early stages. It's been assigned to a judge. He'll review it, decide how to proceed, decide if there'll be a hearing. It's probably fair to say, though, that the case will eventually make its way to the appellate division one way or another.
Do you anticipate from speaking to his attorney, Dennis Vodko, that it'll be a lengthy process in that legal realm?
I guess the question now is, could he be reinstated to the board? And that depends on which legal pundit you're talking to. From his perspective, I think he still feels the commissioner made the wrong decision to remove him and that the punishment doesn't fit the crime, if you will. From the perspective of the attorneys representing the school board, the odds are low. One, he has to prove to the court that the state education commissioner made an irrational decision by removing him. And two, the seat has already been filled for 8 months. So what do you do in that case?
So that board seat then would be, by next year, would be open again for an election?
Right. And that's the other thing to consider here. Like anything tied up in court, this might take many months to sort out. And the term for that seat on the board is up next year in 2019.
As you continue to cover the Board of Education, the mood and atmosphere is different without Paladino. I mean, they still spar, but do you believe it's different without him?
I think there is a sense, you know, at least from his opponents on the board, that there's less tension and less of theatrics that surrounded the board when Paladino was on it. And I think people who watch it, you know, as we do, probably get the same impression. And to some extent, you know, that's true, although there is still that bickering and friction and personalities clashing.
What have some of the board members said, if anything, to you about his battle to try to return to the board?
You know, my sense is that they really don't think of it much, or they haven't really thought of it. They're been focused on what's going on in the district.
And Jay, in your conversation with Carl Paladino, what things stood out to you that he said about returning to the board and his thoughts about the board? He's always called some board members incompetent and corrupt.
Yeah, I mean, my sense is that, you know, he came on the board to shake things up and, you know, expose what he says is incompetence and problems of the district. And from my conversation with him, you know, that hasn't changed.
Well, Jay Ray, thank you so much for coming into our studios, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks for having me, Eileen.